Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We are bringing you live and breaking news coverage of the school shooting that occurred this morning at the Abundant Life Christian School, which serves about 390 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. As I am able, I will get into other news coverage from today, but we are anticipating that the next live press conference from Madison Police Department will be kicking off at 2:30 p.m. We will bring that to you live right here on Civic Media. At this point, I'm going to open up the phone lines. Again, if you feel like you need to reach out to discuss, to express, I will take your calls. Let's keep in mind that people in our communities may have lost loved ones today and are all reeling from such a horrible and preventable, in many ways, event this afternoon, just days before students and staff and so many schools were going to celebrate the holidays together. And coming just as we're all so tragically going into the holiday season for something like this to occur so very close to home in our backyards, as it were. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're bringing you breaking live coverage regarding the school shooting, the fatal school shooting earlier today at the Abundant Life Christian School. Again, a reminder, if you are looking to reunify with students or faculty from Abundant Life, the designated reunification site is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. Again, that is the SSM Health Clinic near the intersection of East Buckeye Road and Stoughton Road. If you would like and feel the need to share or discuss, 855-752-4842. That is 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Again, we'll be bringing you the next news conference, which we expect to start right around the bottom of the hour. Again, if you or someone you know and love is having an acute mental health crisis, please use the resource. There is a national hotline, 988. They can assist you and get you resources close to home, right where you live. Again, that number, it can be texted or called, is 988. If you need to express some things, 855-752-4842. We will be suspending what I would call my usual Monday programming here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I usually have a guest at 2:30. We will not be taking a guest or any guests today. Dom Salvi will not be joining us. We're going to continue to bring you coverage. I will get to other news that has broken over the weekend in the 2 hours. But again, I invite you, especially if you're struggling, if this is hitting close to your heart, as it is so very close to home for all of us, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Mark from Prairie du Sac, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I made sure, I double-checked to make sure that I remember the quote right in the context of it. And let's remember that J.D. Vance said some time ago, he said, well, he doesn't like to admit it. He doesn't like the fact, but that school shootings are a fact of life. They use that as kind of a qualifier. They didn't really mean that we just have, that this is a fact of life thing. But what's disturbing to me is that we should not accept these school shootings as a fact of life. There's something more to be done about it, whether it be further restrictions on firearms or some way of catching these things before it happens, because hardening our schools, I don't know if that's going to harden our schools, having teachers armed in these schools and all this is going to do any good. I'm just at a loss to know what the actual solution is, but we cannot accept these as a fact of life.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. Cardi, I'm not sure if we've got the sound where the police chief expressed this. Maybe it's cut two. But the police chief in the earlier press conference and some of the sound that I was able to listen to in preparation to come on the air with each and every one of you actually addressed that very briefly in response to a reporter's question. And he said, no, there were not metal detectors at the doors of these schools, and that we should not need to have metal detectors at the doors of schools, that schools should be safe, that we should be doing things aside from hardening our school buildings and property and arming teachers. He didn't get into that level of detail. But Cardi, if we've got it, let's take cut two if we can.
All right. Let's cut two. Let's go.
The seven victims, how many are students? How many are teachers?
We're not going to give, I'm not going to give any information about who the student, who the victims are, whether they're students, staff, or parents, because we need to make sure that we can notify people. I think that's the most important thing before we go.
But police, they never fired their weapons. She took her own life, correct?
Let's follow that one question.
I don't know if it's a male or female, but the police department did not fire their weapons. Thank you.
Again, that was Police Chief Madison, Police Chief Barnes addressing the school shooting at a press conference about an hour and a half ago relating to the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. You heard some numbers there, seven transported to the hospital. I'm certain that we're going to get updates on all of those things. When the press conference scheduled to begin at 2:30 starts, you're not going to want to go anywhere. We're going to cover that. We're going to take it live. Until then, if you would like to discuss, express yourself, 855-752-4842. It goes without saying, but I will say it anyways. Everyone here at Civic Media, myself included, expresses our devastation and our support and care and concern for all of the families that will be touched by this tragic event at the Abundant Life Christian School just outside of Madison, Wisconsin, serving just under 400 children from kindergarten through 12th grade. We're going to take a brief break. If and when that press conference begins, we will cut to it immediately. Keep it locked. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.